You're listening to Hop Behind Kitchen Confessionals. Hop Behind Kitchen Confessionals is the podcast where we dive into the nitty, gritty, pretty, and shitty side of working in the restaurant industry. If you've ever worked back of house, front of house, tended bar, or have eaten at a restaurant and want to know what really goes on behind the scenes, you've come to the right spot. From the salacious to the serious, join Sarah and Desiree for stories each week from both sides of the house. And now, your hosts, Sarah Elgin and Desiree Bowles. I'm your host, Sarah.
And I'm Desiree.
And we're back, guys.
We're back. Yay!
Yay! We are so glad to be back, guys. We are sorry that it's taken us so long to get a new episode. Actually, I was looking up our my notes from like when we started doing our talking about our episodes. And our first episode was recorded about this time last year.
Oh, how funny. That makes sense. Because we had just gone back to work. No, we hadn't quite gone back to work yet. It was just before, right?
Nope. It was like the week before we went back to work.
Yes, that's right.
Because we were like so pumped. We're like, yeah, we're going to have a whole episode a week. And da 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 da. And then it was like, yeah, no, you're going back to work.
Yeah, back to work. And you're going to be busier than you've ever been in your whole life.
Right? Oh, my God. This has been the wildest. So, first of all, everybody, we apologize for our last episode. We know it was not our best recording. We did try a long-distance recording, and it did not work out in our favor.
No.
Like we have said before, we're so new at this. It was just kind of an experiment, and we thought it would work, but it did not. So we apologize for that, but We've finally figured out how to do this remote recording.
Yes.
Because, like Desi said, this has been a very, very busy year for us. So we haven't been able to record in person because one of us or both of us are always working.
Always.
So.
It's ridiculous, man. Like, it really is. But it's cool because, like, we're recording from our respective houses right now. And if this works out and it sounds great, which we did do a test, like, 2 weeks ago, and it sounded amazing. Yeah. So.
Oh, so stoked.
Yes. So this just opens it up for us to be able to record more and to bring you guys more episodes and talk to you guys more about everything. So very, very stoked about it. And let us know how you feel about it. Do you like the way it sounds? Are you happy to hear our voices again?
Right? Hear that laugh, especially Desi's laugh. I know everybody always compliments on her laugh, which is awesome.
That's so sweet. I'm super self-conscious about it, too. I think it sounds like silly. I don't know. You know how it is.
Girl, I feel the same way about my laugh. Like, I've been told by like family members that I have a cackle, so I'm like, cool.
Oh, y'all cool.
Appreciate it.
Cool, cool, cool.
I don't mind. Whatever.
I think it sounds rad.
It fits my guess. Thank you.
So good. But yeah, so we're back. We're recording. Happy to be talking to you guys.
Just, you know, kind of get back into it and like Desi said, hopefully you guys are still with us and still enjoying the show.
Yeah, I hope so. So today might be slightly shorter than your usual episode because this is our first one that we're doing remotely. We also haven't had a ton of time to work on the podcast, so we don't have stories today. But we do have our own stories. We just don't have listener stories.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And
we did, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, as everyone knows, Mother's Day was...
Ooh.
Just a couple weeks ago, so
yeah,
busiest weekend of the year.
No, it was like last week.
Was it my?
It wasn't even.
Oh my God!
It was
the 9th. It was 10 days ago. Yeah, it was 10 days ago.
It feels like it was forever ago because it was so horrible.
Oh, it was so busy. Oh my gosh, you guys! This is the first Mother's Day in 2 years that people were allowed to celebrate. Yeah, like we were all shut down last year for Mother's Day, which I think we talked about on our very first episode, how fucking weird it was to not
was super weird
work a Mother's Day. It was nice. I have to say, getting back into it was not fun. The hardest thing. Yeah.
I told Jeff when I got home, I go, because I, you know, I always say how much I hate Mother's Day because I do.
Yeah.
I really just, I loathe the holiday
and not for anything other than what it is from working in the restaurant industry.
Yeah, like, exactly. The restaurant industry sucks. Ruins holidays for you. I don't want to celebrate any of them. If I ever become a mom and my family decides to take me to a restaurant, I'm going to divorce the whole family. It's just not going to work.
Like, that was nice. Thanks. Right? It was nice knowing you all.
Yeah, but bye. We can't be cool anymore. This is not okay.
Yeah, no, you should have known better before you even thought about that. Like, why would you even say that?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, make me something at home. Just give me a bottle of wine and like... Yeah. And some like hangout time and I'll be fine, I guess. I don't know.
Like, yeah. See, I mean, it just seems like... It is... Literally, the worst thing to do to your mother is to bring her out to a restaurant on Mother's Day. Like...
Yeah, where she has to wait for like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
And get like...
Your food's going to take forever because everybody's busy. I mean... Yep. And I have to say, our crew did a really good job for what was thrown at them. But...
I think I could agree with that 1,000,000%.
Yeah. Like, everybody did a great job. Of course, everything took forever. But when you have so much food hitting the kitchen all at once and all these tables hitting the floor all at once, it's like you can only do so much. And most people on the floor were really understanding. I had a lot of tables I walked by and I'm like, I'm so sorry, your food will be up soon. And they're like, it's okay, it's Mother's Day. I'm like, can you guys be like this every day of the year, please? Like, literally, like, it's okay. Like, we understand. These are real people who are doing these things for us. And we have a little bit of empathy and patience.
Right. Those are probably, like, the people who are like, well, we kind of worked in the industry.
Right.
We don't anymore, so we're going to try it out. So we'll be patient. Because I know that's how I am when I go out to restaurants. Like, when we went to New Orleans, one of the places we went to had just opened up like that weekend.
Oh, nice.
We had one server on.
Oh, my God.
And the poor girl was swamped. She had like 7 tables.
Yeah.
And I mean, you could just see it in her face. And she was just like, I'm trying. And there was a table that was across from us that was super needy. And like, there was another table that was next to us that was like kept needing her attention. And they just wouldn't stop. And I just... kept saying, like, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about us. We're fine. We're not in a hurry. Like, we're good, you know.
Yeah.
I think it helped, but.
I'm sure it helps. Like, it always helps me when I have guests say that to me. Like, it's okay. Like, we're patient. We're here. We're just enjoying ourselves. We're not in a hurry, because if we were in a hurry, we wouldn't have gone to a fucking full service restaurant. That.
Right.
Biggest pet peeve,
I don't get that. Right? Yeah. Like, oh, hey. I'm going to go out, but I have to be out in 20 minutes.
I have 20 minutes for lunch. Well,
yeah.
McDonald's is right down the street, y'all. Yeah, go get your 20 minutes. I know, right? Lots of places around here. There's a Chipotle. There's Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Wendy's.
Just don't eat here.
Exactly. Yeah. All those places are known for getting you out quickly. We're full service.
Not here. Full service.
Oh, so ridiculous. We'd like
you to sit down, relax, take your time.
Right? Ugh.
Yeah. So did you have any, like, super, like, mean guests or any, like, shitty things happen to you when you were working on Mother's Day?
What's weird, okay, so on holidays, I usually come in and I do office work for 2 hours before I actually, like, start my bartending shift. And so the funniest thing that happened was the day before and the day of, in the morning, you would get panicked people trying to make reservations. Oh, and it's so funny. This one lady was like, you need to be able to squeeze us in. Like, just straight up not asking. She goes, you need to squeeze us in. And I was like, I'm not sure what you want me to do. I can't pull a table out of thin air and give it to you.
Yeah.
Like, I literally have no room. And she was like, well, when did people start making reservations? 3 or 4 weeks ago. She's like, why so early? Yeah. And I'm like, because of this. They don't want
Mother's
this.
Day.
Exactly. It's the busiest holiday of the year. And last year we were in a pandemic, so people didn't get to go out. I mean, and we were fully booked. I found out that we had more reservations than any other restaurant in our company. More booked reservations. We didn't take the most amount of guests because we don't have the space for it. Because apparently, like, other restaurants were, they had areas where they could take walk-ins. And stuff like that. And so they could accommodate more people. But of all of the restaurants, we had the most reservations. And I mean, it fucking felt like it. Like,
I was going to say, I felt it return back.
Yeah, seriously.
You know.
Oh, man. In the bar, I mean, we were so, so stocked and ready. And it still didn't feel like we were ready. You know, like, we did. I thought that we all did a really great job and we had everything that we needed. But it was still like just one of those things. Where it's like, okay, no matter how much prep you do, you're never ready.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's going to constantly go up, constantly moving.
Right.
Go ahead. I was going to say, so somehow, I don't know how I got this lucky or how this got pulled off, but I ended up being in prep in the back for service.
Like, Oh, that's right.
Oh, I was so stoked. I mean, it kind of was like a double-edged sword because I was there for like, I mean, it's the restaurant, so you know you're going to be there all day. And it was like darn near, just short of 12 hours that I was there.
Yeah, like, same.
8 of those hours was no break. Like, it was literally like we got in, had like a 3-hour shift, did, you know, had lunch, and then just from then on was just working. And like, we went through like 72 pounds of mashed potatoes, and I swear to you, like an hour.
Yes.
I've never seen so many mashed potatoes go out in my life. I was like,
yeah,
that's a lot of mashed potatoes.
It's so insane.
We were prepped for it, but Christmas.
And we make our mashed potatoes from scratch. So it's like, it's not boxed stuff. You know, you guys are like peeling those potatoes, cutting those potatoes, cooking them, mashing them by hand.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a lot of work. It's not a lot of fun.
No.
Oh, my gosh. You know what really like killed me is, I mean, I'm getting old and I've been doing this for so long that I've got like, I got carpal tunnel in my wrist really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And on Mother's Day, I had cut 2 cases of artichokes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're super rubbery, even no matter how sharp your knife is. And my knives were sharp because Jeff had sharpened them the night before for me.
Yeah.
We cannot speak today.
And we're excited.
And I was just saying, we're so excited we can't put our words together. But, oh my gosh, but I had this... my wrist started hurting because the artichoke was so rubbery and just cutting it for, you know, it's a lot of artichokes.
Yeah, so, seriously.
I was tired afterwards for sure.
Right, I believe it. My arms were sore. I wasn't even on the service well. I was actually taking tables for most of it and, of course, making drinks also. Okay. But I was definitely mostly service well, or not mostly service well, mostly taking tables. And we would, like, tag out a little bit. So my partner was in the well for most of the time, just constantly making drinks. But I mean, he'd get overwhelmed because you'd get like 25 tickets in at once and there's one person making these drinks. So I'd hop back there and it was funny because even not being on the service well, my arms were so sore.
Oh, I bet.
I was just like, okay, of course. Yep. Like everyone
but you're
drink.
Carrying trays too and all that stuff too. So
that's
like,
true. It's not just the drinks, but... Man,
but it was still,
yeah, it was crazy.
Dude, we did the numbers that we did. Like, I don't know if we could say how much we did, but I can tell you this. We did $1,000 less than dinner for lunch.
Yeah. I mean, that was insane how busy we were. And it's funny, too, because there was like this little lull for a little bit and it felt quiet. And the other bartender and I looked at each other and we're like, what's happening right now? This is scary.
The eye of the storm.
Really terrifying. Yeah. And we were right to be scared. Because when it came in, oh my God. We had so many takeout orders that it literally crashed the kitchen. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it. Didn't the screens went down and stuff too, right?
Oh, they did. Like, once for lunch and once for dinner. It was insane.
Yeah. But yeah, it did suck that we got so many. I think that's where it kind of like just pushed everyone over the edge with like being in the back of the house was on top of all of the orders that we were trying to push out for just the guests that were there in front of us. We had to push out orders for people that weren't even there.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know? And then there were like 6 of us taking takeout orders. And so when we would all put the orders in, I mean, there were literally like... 9 orders at one point, all within like 30 seconds that got put in. Like it was insane. 30 seconds might be too short, but like it was a lot.
Short time frame, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, of course, we're quoting like normal times for takeout, like on that, like we're saying between 35 and 45 minutes, because at that point it was fine. But none of us who were taking the orders knew that everybody else was taking an order. And so
it just pushes it. Yeah.
It got pushed back so hard and so fast. And it was just, most people were understanding, but I swear dinner was like a different breed. Like it was just, people were not understanding that their takeout orders were taking too long. And I'm like, yeah. I don't really understand what you want us to do. It's literally the busiest day of the year.
You know what? It probably was those people. It was probably the people who could not get their reservations. They were like, yes, well, can't get a reservation. Might as well call on takeout because they're still going to do it for us.
Right. Oh, it was just, it was very nightmarish in that way. And so if you're in the industry, you know that Sundays are notorious for bad tippers. Like, it's just one of those yes. generalizations, but it's true. It's like you mm-hmm. get the Sunday crowd and they don't tip well. And so Mother's Day is always on Sundays. Yep. And so you've got your regular always. Sunday no tipping crowd on top of it being Mother's Day. So while in the end we ended up making good money in the bar, we did all right. It was still like 10%, 10%, 10%. And a little less than that. Sucks. Like, I think I had one table leave me a 20, like 25-ish percent tip, like a really good tip for what it was. But almost yeah. all of the rest of my tables at lunch specifically, you did so good. Thank you so much. Here's $10 on your $250 check. I'm like, ugh. I'm going to follow you out to your car.
Right. What I say I won't do, I'm actually going to do this time.
Right.
Fuck it.
Oh. Yeah. It was insane. It's just like, it's so funny to me, though. It's like people expect really good service and then they tip you 10%. I mean, I got so many 20 on 200s, like so many of them. My sales were like $2,000 by the end of lunch, not even including like when we had gone into dinner. And we started dinner at 3.
Yeah, we started dinner early.
Yeah.
Yeah, as with tipping, I think people spend a lot of money mm-hmm. trying to show off for their family.
Yes.
Like, oh, you all want crab legs? Go ahead and get all the crab legs you want. Right. Oh, you all want, you know, like the most expensive thing. I've got it. So they mm-hmm. see that, but they don't see when the bill comes to that person and they're signing right. it, like what their tip is. Because if they did, I think those people would be ashamed.
Yeah. I should have to imagine that they are. Like, it's just ridiculous. I mean, and that was the thing. It's like people are like, oh, you want another mimosa? Go ahead, get another one. It's like, okay, well, yeah, they're $12 a piece. So
yeah,
you just got your mom, your aunt, and your wife each 4 mimosas. So
right there, like your tip should be, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, I don't have to tip myself out as the bartender, but still, you know.
But yeah.
It was just crazy. I have to say, though, like, thinking about, like, rude guests, really the rudest guests came from takeout orders. Like, I can't yeah. really think of tables that were being super rude. A couple of them were being a little impatient, but, you know, for the most part, nobody again, was, like, nightmarishly bad. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We had one takeout order, like, the husband had come to pick up the food, and it was later than usual, and his uh-huh. wife called the restaurant to yell at us for going over the quote. And it was just like, okay, this is a quote. This is a guess. Yeah. It's an estimate. It's a best guess. Hopefully we'll be done within that time. There's no promise. Right. I didn't say exactly in this amount of time, you know, but that was, it was funny at that point because it was just like, are you kidding? Like,
what do you expect? Yeah.
What do you want? Your food's not going to come out until it's ready and it's not ready. Yeah. So your wife can call and yell at us all she wants, but
nothing's going to happen.
Yeah. And those takeout orders, too. It was like our poor takeout girl. We had one girl doing takeout. And so that was why at that one point, like I was telling you earlier, like several of us were taking takeout orders just to try and help. Like I was bartending that day and I actually had to stop what I was doing to help her because this poor thing was so inundated and so slammed. And it was just mind blowing how many people weren't tipping on takeout. I think that's something that's changed over the years, too. Like, it used to be, like, takeout orders, no tip. And then it was, like, takeout orders, it's common courtesy to tip at least 10%. And then at our restaurant, I mean, I'm generally taken care of by takeout orders. Like, they'll leave me 15, 20% often.
Which is good.
Yeah. And so you get used to that. And so then Mother's Day comes around. And we had, there's this one takeout order that had to have been, like, $2.75. Something huge. Uh-huh. They had a ton of sushi, all kinds of food. They even took cocktails to go and totally did the thing where all three of the people waiting for the takeout order were super nice. Thank you so much. You're so sweet. I appreciate you going through this order. This is amazing. Yeah, we really love that. Everything's here. Zero tip. Zero.
Oh.
I'm just like, do you know how long it took me to go through all this? $5. Yeah. Like, yeah, right. Just kick something down. Kick tax down. I'll be happy. That's all I want.
Yeah, just that much.
Yeah. Like, I'd be happy with that. I mean, maybe not happy, but I would be okay with that. I would not complain about it.
Well, it'd be better than nothing.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of them were nothing. And so it was just kind of like, like, really, you guys? You know, busiest day of the year. You know we're all stressed out. You know we all work for this day and this weekend.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
big old goose
everything
egg.
Else, every other week and weekend be damned. Mother's Day is like, I had put so much food away the week leading up to it.
Yes.
Even including, so on Sundays, generally, it'll take me like a half an hour to put an order away. Like, it really doesn't take that long to put food away for me.
Yeah.
And it's just one purveyor. On Sunday, with one purveyor alone, it took me 3 hours to put the whole order away. And I did not stop. And I was like, okay, let's just go for it. I mean, it literally was like, I put everything away, took my lunch, and then just prepped.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, and you were busy. And they had at least one other prep person with you, right? But I feel like there was at least...
Yeah, there were two of us in the back.
Yeah.
Actually, there were three of us because another chef from another restaurant came in.
Yeah, that's right. You had the director.
Yeah, so we had three of us in the back. And then they called me up on the line a few times to help... one of the guys in fry just needed, he was in the weeds. For some reason, everybody orders fried.
Yeah.
Food.
Right.
It's insane how much like fish and chips go out and like, just fried food.
Right.
Out. So,
and it's not like it's the cheap stuff on the menu either. It's not like they're going for something that's the least expensive. Like our fried stuff, you know, is pricey. So
it's not inexpensive food. It was like, if you're going for the cheap stuff, get a little side salad or something like that.
Right.
You know, but
no,
it was nuts. So I went and helped him out a little bit. And then I'd just pop over on whatever station, wherever they needed help, just getting prep and stuff. But man, it was a lot. And I got home and I kept telling Jeff, I'm like, I really hate Mother's Day. He goes, you know you hate Mother's Day. Like, why didn't you think it was going to be any different than always? I'm like, I was hoping.
Right. Like, not doing it for one year. Like, really. It was hard.
Oh, yeah. I have vowed that this is my last Mother's Day working.
I do that every year. The day after Valentine's Day, every year I'm like, that was my last fucking Valentine's Day. I'm never doing it again. And then like Mother's Day comes around and I'm like, that was my last fucking Mother's Day. I'm never doing that again. And watch me next year. Looking like a clown coming into work.
Nope.
Still doing
it. Let's do it. I can't do it. I cannot do Mother's Day another year, man.
I know.
It was too much. I was just like, you know, like all these new kids and they're all complaining and they've only done it like 2 years. And I'm like,
yeah,
do it for half of your life and see how much fun it is.
Exactly.
And, you know,
it doesn't get better.
It does not get better. Oh my God. No. It does not get better. So
I think I had,
maybe I'll,
no, keep going.
I was gonna say, maybe I'll stop and maybe I won't, but I do not want to work another Mother's Day. So one of the guys at work was like, well, you can't not work Mother's Day. It's like your money, like, or have a restaurant and close it Mother's Day. I go, I can do whatever I damn well please.
Right.
With my own freaking restaurant.
Yep. Exactly.
Want to be closed on Mother's Day? I'll be closed on Mother's Day. So. Yeah.
There's this bakery that's over by my house. Well, it's not that close, but nearby. And they're closed on Sundays. And it's just like their thing, you know? She just wants to not work on Sundays. So whatever. And so everybody had thought, like I was seeing on their Instagram, that they were going to be open for this Sunday because it was Mother's Day. And she was like, why would I just be open for Mother's Day? Like, I don't like working on Sundays, let alone a holiday on a Sunday. She's like, plus I'm a mother. I want the day off. So they had done like pre-orders and stuff all week. And so they had a really busy week before. But I'm just like, that's the way to do it, man. Like, you know, if you want something for your mom, buy it on Saturday. Give it to her Sunday.
Absolutely. Do it the week before. Do it the week after. Like, it doesn't have, do it any day of the year. It doesn't have to be Mother's Day specifically, you know?
Exactly.
And it's just, it's kind of like the same feeling with Valentine's Day. It's just a day for newbies to show up.
Yes, exactly. It's a Hallmark holiday. It's not.
It's a Hallmark holiday. It's like, you know, young, new couples, they want to show each other off.
Yeah.
Or like kids who are just earning a paycheck. I mean, it could be people who just love their mom and they want to take her out for Mother's Day. But again,
but geez,
if you really love your mom, don't take her to a really busy restaurant on Mother's Day. Just, you know, barbecue. Yeah. I know dads are for barbecuing, but shoot, I'd be happy to sit in the backyard, barbecue, and fire pit it up, you know?
Right? Just chill. Like, clean up after yourselves for your mom for Mother's Day. Like, yeah, make her lunch, clean up the kitchen. Like, she's going to be
and
stoked.
And then leave the house.
Yeah, exactly. And then leave. Just leave. You love your mom? Give her some peace.
She'll love you forever. Yeah.
Right? Oh, seriously.
Oh, man.
So funny. Yeah. I don't know. I in some ways, I was like happy that we got to work for it. And this sounds crazy because it's a terrible day. We've just talked about how much I hate it. But knowing that we did it and it's over is like such a good feeling, right? It's like so stupid to be like, no, I'm so glad we had it because that means we don't do it for another fucking year.
I think I walked into the office like as soon as my shift was over and I was all 364.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
All, like, stoked. So we've got a whole year to do this again.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It's so nice to not have to worry about it. That's like literally the reason that I was stoked. I'm like, it's done. Yeah. It's over. And then Father's Day will come up and not as busy. It'll still be a busy day, but it's not going to be.
Right. Not as even remotely as busy. We'll probably do a third of what we did on Mother's Day.
Yeah, probably.
If that.
Yeah. Well, it'll probably be like a normal Sunday, maybe a little busier than that. People do like to make reservations for that day, but I don't know. It's just not going to be Mother's Day. It's not going to be Valentine's Day. And we won't have people calling the day up saying, oh my God, can you squeeze me in? No. No, I can't.
No. Mostly because dads are A, going to just either be golfing or sleeping.
Yes.
Or doing whatever dads want to do.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like, whatever. Just
they don't care.
Give me some beer and some barbecue. I don't know. You know what I mean? So.
Exactly. Exactly. So much nicer. So, yeah. I'm trying to think if there was anything else that was crazy that happened that day or that weekend. I know I had some guests a couple days ago who came in to celebrate Mother's Day late, which was so nice because they didn't have to wait for anything. They came in and they were happy the whole time. They left me a really nice tip and they were such an easy table. And the lady, like, it was a husband and his wife, their two kids, and then grandma. It was the wife's mom. And the wife's mom was like, I hate Mother's Day. She's like, I love celebrating Mother's Day with my family, not on the first Sunday of May. She's like, I hate that day. It's just the worst.
Good.
And I just thought, I was like, you are a smart lady. I hope that you instill that in your daughter.
Right.
Because she seemed like she was happy celebrating, you know, a week late. And it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Celebrate with your family another day. If you really want to celebrate Mother's Day, do it. Just, God, not on the same day that, like,
that Sunday.
Everybody else tells you to. I think that's the worst part. It's just, like, why? Why today?
Yeah.
But
well, it's like, that's one thing I don't miss is the spa was so
bad. Oh, God.
Because at least where we're at now, like, I can be away from the guests. And, like, I only get the interaction of, like, if someone comes back and says a guest, you know, is complaining about whatever.
Yeah.
Not hardly happens, but when you're in front of the guest and they're not happy and then they're trying to show off to their mom, then they get mad at you when you're cooking. It's, oh my God. Like I mean, I loathe Mother's Day now. I loathed it then. I was just like, no.
Yeah.
Because women are bitches on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Everyone can be an asshole.
Yeah.
But like, at the spa when everyone's trying to relax, like, that was not the case. People were not relaxing on Mother's Day.
No. And that's an expensive spa. So you get, like, a specific kind of person, too, who, like, you know, really feels like they are paying a lot, so they deserve something more, which, you know, on a normal day, I understand. Like, you are paying a lot to get inside. You expect a level of service. But, like, look around, man. Like, see how many other people are there. You are not the only special person. You're not
but
the only
they
mom.
Think they are.
She's like, I'm the only one who's a mother here, and I deserve special service.
I'm the only mother. Or this is my mother is the only mother who's here, and none of these other women are mothers at all, or have mothers, or nothing.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
In their own bubble. But at least, hey, like you said, it's over.
Yep.
I'm gonna do it for another year.
Don't have to worry about that. Nope.
Yeah.
It's the best. So good.
Yeah. I mean, I think the next the worst next thing we have to worry about, even after Father's Day, would probably be like holidays.
Yeah.
Like,
pretty much literally time. Like Christmas. That's the next big thing. And I mean, I kind of wonder like how it's going to be because everything is starting to open up now from the pandemic. Yeah. Like all the restrictions are getting lifted, like just a little bit at a time. I saw today that Orange County is now in the yellow tier. Yeah, which means that's too. Like the least restrictive tier, you know, and so everything is opening up more. And so by the time that Christmas comes around, people are going to have so many options. I still think it'll be busy, but
yeah,
man, like it's going to be spread out a little more than it was. So yeah. I kind of wonder, like, is it going to be as bad or is it going to be good? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been wild.
It's going to be an interesting year because last year was so, like you said, so everything was so restricted and we couldn't do darn near anything, and now with everything slowly opening it up, mm-hmm. I mean, even when we went to New Orleans, like everything wasn't still open, but people were going out.
Yeah,
you know, it was nice to see people out and about and just, you know, enjoying their time and not being restricted to do things. I mean, like I said, there were, you still had to, like, when we went inside places, you had to have a mask on and all that mm-hmm. that stuff. But
was there indoor dining?
Yeah, it was all indoor. There's a lot of indoor dining.
Yeah.
You just had to like wear your, like here you had to wear your mask going in and coming mm-hmm. out. But for the most part, like, most of the, I would say like half of the restaurants were open because there were a few places like, because we wanted to do a bunch of happy hours. And then I was like, oh, we're going to do this happy hour. And then I'd go online and it would say that they were open and I'd get there and I'm like, it's closed.
Oh no.
So like it sucked so bad because there were so many places that like we were gonna go do oysters one day for like happy hour and at this one place in like Frenchman Street and then they were completely closed. So so it's nice to see that everything's gonna start opening up again. And
yeah,
I mean, even here in, you know, with especially here in California, it's good that things are, I know Disneyland's opening up again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Knott's is opening up, so
yeah, it's really nice to see things like coming around. And
but like you said, I wonder how it's going to affect our business, if it's going to make us slow down, or because more people are coming out, are more people going to come back to our restaurant? Or
super curious. Oh my gosh, so way off subject, I just realized that, so I'm recording right now from my house. Obviously, you're recording from your house, and you could totally cut this out if you want.
No.
It probably won't be in the recording at all, but the little, what is that thing called?
Meter?
It's the,
tachometer?
What the fuck is the word?
Speedometer?
No, it's a, it's just, I literally said it before I started recording, and now I can't think of what it's called. It's the thing that keeps time. It's like, click, 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 click.
Yeah, like a meter almost.
It is
like piano players use them, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's to keep time, so it's like you can stay on key or on beat.
Okay.
I don't think it shows up in the recording. I think it's probably in my headphones, which I don't have on right now. Otherwise, I would have noticed. Oh well.
Oh, that's funny.
Sorry, that was like kind of a huge aside, but this is part of the growing pains of learning how to do this on our own from different houses.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Hey, you know, at least we're doing it. At least we're like trying to get it done and making it work as best as we can.
Right? I'm excited about it. It's really cool. And I think it just opens up so much for us. I know we talked about it already, so I don't want to like beat a dead horse or anything, but it's so exciting to be able to just like, hey, you want to record? Yeah, let's record today at 2. And then hop on in and get an episode out, you know? So.
Yep. And then with us getting more confessions in, like, we're so excited to, like we said earlier, just excited to be back.
Yes.
You know?
So hopefully.
Doing this because.
Yeah.
We talk about it all the time at work.
We do. We talk about it. We're going to get an episode in. And we had someone come in who was a listener, which was super cool. Hello, by the way, if you're listening. And then, like some of our coworkers, and it's like, it's just really encouraging to hear, you know, people listen, you know? So that was, I think part of the reason that the last episode was a little bit of a bummer, the way that it just wasn't recorded, right? Cause I was at my house and we were doing it over the phone and stuff. And I mean, we had people champ through it and listen to the whole episode and just like play with the volume the whole time.
Thank you for doing that.
Yes, which you guys are amazing. But super stoked about it. Like that was really cool that like the dedication is there and it really just inspires us and just makes it more exciting for us to record more episodes for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes.
Cool. Well, like Desi said, we don't really have much in the way of confessions today. We just kind of like wanted to pop on here, talk to you a little bit about Mother's Day, and to remind you guys, like, we still have our Instagram, we have our website, and you can check us out on Anchor FM and, like, you know, record your, the way we're able to do it now, like, we'll be able to put your recordings up when you call in and leave your confession. You don't have to leave your name, you guys. Like, we know some people want to stay anonymous because there's some shit that, like,
oh man,
you don't want to tell people that.
No. Some of the stories that we've been told in person, it's like, okay, write in so that way we can read it.
Yeah.
They're like, but I don't want my name known. And I'm like, I don't blame you. If I were attached to that story, I wouldn't want my name either.
I wouldn't put my name to it either. Exactly, right?
Exactly. But
so send us those stories, guys. We're waiting on them. We're really excited to, like, share your stories, especially you guys who know you've been telling us in person.
Yes, totally. So please write in, call us, you know. Do whatever you'd like to do. Send me a text, dude. I'll read it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you've got our numbers and you want to tell us a story, send us in a text and we will share it on the air.
Right? Totally. Oh, man. It's so good to be back and doing this, though. Like, I can't wait. Hopefully, we'll get to do this again next week. And hopefully, in the meantime, you guys will call us and tell us our stories, your stories, our stories. Tell us some stories. Something that we could read.
Collectively, they're our stories.
Yes, it's true.
That we can all commiserate with.
Totally.
Oh. Well, cool, guys. And we will be talking to you later. And we look forward to hearing from you. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye.
Hot Behind Kitchen Confessionals is produced by Sarah Elgin.
Listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever else you listen.
Remember, you're a part of this podcast too. Leave us a voice message on the Anchor FM app and we'll play it on the show.
Or you can send us your kitchen confessional on our website and we'll read it in the air so you don't have to.
And please don't forget to review us on Apple Podcasts.
You can find this podcast on Instagram at hot.behind.podcast or at hotbehindpodcast.com.
We look forward to hearing from you.
Catch you on the flip side.
Bye.
Oh,
that was fun.
Damn.
Okay, let me
it is fun.
Pause this. Or not pause. Stop recording.